This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of a Father's love.
Rodney Griffin wrote this song as he thought about the great love that he has for his girls, how they depend on him for their home, food, clothes, and living, how they love the fun times, the special moments, the tickle times. And so it is with God. He takes care of us, and we are dependent on Him. We should look forward to and love those tender times and special moments when we are still and He is very God in our lives. Who can fathom the love of God? I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of a Father's love. I've looked every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above. I've searched all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to His touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of a Father's love.
I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of a Father's love.
Yes, I've looked
every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above.
And I've searched
all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to His touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of a Father's love. I've tried,
but I still can't find
every place you can look.
I've searched
all over this earth.
I've tried,
oh, I still can't find
the depths of a Father's love.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
That theme, we welcome you to Friday.
Hey, yeah, we made it.
We did.
You've made it a whole week. Bless your heart.
Hey,
you're sounding better all the time.
It's my voice is getting stronger, so yeah. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, I'm kind of
well, that's to be expected.
Other end of the spectrum, but yeah. I'm good right now, and it's nice to see the sunshine.
No doubt. What 3 days has it been? I guess.
A little over three.
I mean, I saw a few rays yesterday afternoon down where I live, but in between those storms, and some of those were nasty, that popped through here yesterday, that, you know, the big bulk of the rain had gone, but then we saw these pop-up thunderstorms come through, and some of them packed a pretty good wallop.
The wind last night actually scared me.
Yeah.
We have a little gazebo. It's metal frame, but it's got, you know, the top on it and sides that you can close if you want to.
Yeah.
It shredded it.
Oh, no.
And then I leave our bedroom window cracked just a little bit on one side of the room and then on the other side just to get some cross flow.
Yeah.
And about 2 o'clock in the morning, just from probably a 1 to 1.5 inch crack in the window, it blew a vase off of the dresser.
Wow. Now that's pretty impressive.
It's never done that I can remember.
Wow.
But I don't know what the maximum wind gust at the airport was, but I don't live terribly far from the airport.
Right.
And trying to, you know, track something down. But we do have that wind advisory in effect till tomorrow morning about 10.
Okay.
They say 20 to 30 mile per hour with gusts up to 55.
Yeah. So the backside of this front pushing on through. And,
yeah.
But it's going to get warmer from what I see. The weekend's supposed
yes.
to be very, very nice. Wind's calming down maybe by Sunday. I think we're going to have the wind with us till at least in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to calm down. It'll be a nice day tomorrow. And 80s, that's what they're saying, 80s yeah. by Monday. We're going to see nice week in store.
Wow.
Looks like it'll probably feel more like summer as we start the first of next week. So
you are right, brother.
Yeah.
It's like in the 80s on Monday, Tuesday, right around 80 Wednesday, back in the 80s Thursday, and overnight lows in the 50s, upper 50s.
So that's good. That's good. I like it. Bring it on is what I say.
Yeah, definitely. And with the wind, just kind of a side note, today's not a day to be burning.
No.
Not a day to do that.
Even though we did in some areas, I just got a text from Daniel at 2.5 inches at his house. They got that was one of those storms that come through. They got 2.5 inches of rain in an hour.
In 1 hour.
Over there near Cedar Mountain. And so, so again, depending on where you were and some of those cells that come through yesterday packed a pretty good wallop. We got almost an inch here at the studios since yesterday morning. And so just depending on where you were. But we much needed rain for our area. We, getting kind of dry there, getting a little behind already as we start summer. So that's good news for farmers.
Yeah.
And so glad there wasn't no hail. I didn't hear any reports of hail or hail damage in our area because those apple blossoms are in full swing right now. So that's good news.
My parents in Lake Toksway got, I think, over 3 inches was the last I remember hearing from them. And yesterday afternoon, a lot of the upper end of Transvania County, toward Balsam Grove, up toward Toksway, Quebec, etc., power went out. There was a big tree came down just past the Rosman pullover. Folks that travel through there will know. It was in that curve between the forks of the river and the first Rosman pull off there.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it took for them to get, it was a massive tree.
Oh, goodness.
Took out power lines from what I understand. So it blocked traffic. They were rerouting traffic through Rosman to Old Turnpike. How you were
all the way around,
going up and then crossing back over the river is how you were having to go if you wanted to go to Balsam Grove and then just kind of cut back. But it was I don't know how long the detour was in place. Didn't see an update of when, but thankfully, as far as I know, nobody was hurt when that tree fell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a blessing. So it was an interesting afternoon.
Yeah, well, not so good for the folks in Charleston, for what I saw.
Really?
They said they had record rainfall come through yesterday with that system, and streets are still flooded in the city of Charleston. And so a lot of, they had coastal warnings out yesterday with that system. So, flooding there in Charleston and all along the eastern seaboard yesterday afternoon.
You think when you're at sea level, where does the water go?
And not to mention when you get the kind of circulation from the winds, it's kind of like when you have a nor'easter, it's not so much the rainfall that comes in, even though that's a big part of it, is the direction of that wind that drives the kind of like you're getting a hurricane type of storm surge, and that's what you get with a lot of that below sea level street flooding that you'll see in Charleston and New Orleans and places like that. So I think Slidell yesterday, we talked a little bit about that. They got tornadoes, and we from here have made multiple trips to that area during the hurricanes, and they got tornadoes yesterday as well as flooding down in New Orleans. So that was a big, kind of a big time early season type storm, even though it wasn't really named anything. It was just a good tropical system, as Daniel puts it, a frog strangler.
It was. It was something for the record books. And one thing that possibly, I think, made it more impacting, maybe though it's not making news headlines, is I don't know that they were anticipating it to be that powerful. Mm-hmm. And not that it caught people completely unaware, but I think it may have been underestimated in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be thankful for the rain we got.
We need it.
And looking forward to some sunshine, though, for the next few days. And, let me preface this next story with, I do love the fact that God's let us live in a beautiful place.
Oh, sure.
In this country.
Ain't no doubt about it.
I personally take it for granted because I've grown up here.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I probably just overlook the beauty of God's creation in my eyes, just people seeing it for the first time or coming here to vacation. And I love the fact that people want to come here and share this beautiful spot that we get to call home. Brevard, according to USA Today.
A big, big publication, yeah.
Yeah. Brevard was one of the 10 best small towns in the South.
Okay, yeah.
It's according to some contest they had.
Yeah.
But let me just go on and say this. Again, I prefaced it with, I do love that people come, here.
Yeah.
But if you want to come and visit and enjoy the blessings that we have, that we get to call home, the scenery, the weather, the outdoor activities that are to be enjoyed, whether it's fishing or tubing or whatever else, we have to offer, bicycling, lots of different trails and different terrains, etc. If you want to come here and take part in that, we welcome you because we realize a lot of people in our area make their living
in
the service industry, whether it's hotels or restaurants, etc. And we definitely want folks to be employed and to be able to work and take care of their family.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to come here and make us like the place where you're visiting from, you should probably just hit the redo button and turn her around and head back.
Yeah.
Because if where you're from was so great that you want to make us like it, then you should just stay there.
Yeah, see, that's the puzzle that I've often felt. I'm like you. You know, what makes it unique is the fact that it has remained that way, at least for a long, long time. And that's why people, it does have the appeal, is because it is different. What we don't need to be doing is trying to impose, what you feel ought to be different about the place that you tend to only visit.
Yeah.
You know, it would be different if you move here and you've lived here a while and you'd like to affect change and whatever. I mean, I understand that because that's what most of us, all of us have done over the course of time.
Right.
But then again, let's not try to make it like, I'll just be honest with you. I'm glad that it is the way it is. And I like it to stay that way.
And again, we love for people to come and visit. And we love if you're led to move here. We love that,
absolutely,
too. But again, we're not opposed to change that makes lives better and enhances things and makes people's jobs easier.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to make us just like where you're from, maybe you should take the from out of that.
That's a fact.
I
I saw this disturbing, and it kind of puzzles me because I travel that route frequently, and I see the work that's going on, and I could really go on a tangent here in a big way. And I am not, if you like to hike and you like to bike and you like to walk and you like to do all those things, more power to you.
Yep.
I don't mind doing those things either. I love to do those things. But my biggest concern is that we're spending millions, and I say with an S, millions of dollars, to create this pathway from one city to the next, and we're tearing up railways and imposing and taking people's land away, and we're doing all this kind of stuff to create an attraction that serves a minority. Not a majority. And And I get it. It gets them off the highway, so to speak, and it gets them off, you know, so, and other things. But what disturbs me is the fact is, and I, when I say millions, they're spending millions of dollars. And not only that, we've got the DOT involved.
Yep.
They're out there having to spend tax dollars. This is not just donations, folks. This is tax dollars at work. Those guys are getting paid by our salaries that we pay taxes on to have those, the DOT and all these others that are help facilitating this in order to help take care of a minor group within the state while we have, and I get, and this is my point I was getting to, while we have starving children and homeless people, but we're building trails.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? That is a problem. You know, we you know, and I get it. There's, those are like comparing, people tell me when I say this, it's comparing apples and oranges. I don't think so. You know, we as a society have a responsibility to take care of widows and orphans and to take care of those that are in need.
Yeah.
Physically, you know, to help meet their, you know, their, whether they're hungry, let's feed them. If they need clothes, let's put clothes on them. Those are all biblical principles.
Yeah.
You know, and I realize not everybody believes in all that. I realize that. It still doesn't change the fact that we should not be spending tax dollars to build trails when we need to feed the hungry.
Yeah.
Okay. Just said. Yeah, well, I said it.
When an absurd percentage of the students in our schools qualify for free or reduced lunches.
Yep.
When the majority of children come to school not knowing where their next meal is going to come from, because school is the best meal they get all out of their life.
And schools are, and schools are having to do fundraisers.
Yeah.
Teachers are having to ask for supplies.
And they're buying them out of their own pocket.
And they're paying
for
them. They
don't make enough anyway.
They're paying for it. You're right. They're having to buy it at the beginning of the school year. They ask parents to help furnish some of this stuff. And all of that, which the lottery was supposed to be paying for.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then, but we're going to go spend millions to do things to help attract amusement. Okay, it's paid for amusement. And, you know, amusement in, comes in different levels.
Yeah.
You amuse yourself by riding a bike or hiking or whatever. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay? There's nothing wrong with having those things. I'm not saying it's a wrong thing to want to do them.
No.
I'm saying let's get the priorities in order. You know, if we've got a little extra money after all of our kids are fed, then let's build a trail.
Yeah.
If we've got a little extra money after our homeless veterans have a place to sleep, then let's build something. Let's do something with it. But to me, it's just absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, and the resources for our senior population, our aging population, there's nowhere in our area for adult daycare.
No.
Can you adult care?
Exactly.
And I think, you know, it's the premise of if we build it, they will come.
Well,
exactly what, who, anyway. And, there's so much.
I mean, I see this picture. Thank you, Brother White. I see a picture. This is a one-bedroom, one-bath, 600 square foot, roughly. 600 square foot. This is like a bungalow.
And
it's like
not
a little
per
bitty
floor.
Cottage.
It's 600 total.
This is like a 600 square foot, a story and a half. It looks like it's got a loft maybe, that is in Flat Rock, North Carolina, $355,000.
Yeah,
and that's what's being imposed. We just had a recent. We call them the high rises of Saluda.
Oh.
Because they're right there in downtown Saluda. We've been having these two-story townhouses being built, like row houses that you see in Chicago and New York and places like that. Real close together. Row houses is what we call them. Anyway, they're two stories. They've got elevators in them. They've got all of this stuff built right there in downtown. The starting price, $596,000. In the town of Saluda, $596,000. And we wonder why our single young couples who are, or young single folks or married couples with children can't afford a home in North Carolina anymore. Because that's what's happened. We've tried to make, they're trying to make North Carolina like everywhere else in the country.
Well, we regulated a lot of our manufacturing jobs out of here. because we, you know, we were, anyway, I'll try to back up and stop this train. But anyway.
Well, if we had tracks to run it on, we could. We could run it on tracks. They've already ripped them up. Sorry.
Gravy train. Yeah, I know. It's insane. But anyway, again, back to the, we are so glad when people come to visit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It puts food on the table for folks that work in the service industry, and we're all about that. So I guess we just kind of thought that it's busy in the spring, summer, and fall months now that this is a major publication. Brevard joined Fairmont, West Virginia, Abingdon, Virginia, Sevierville, Tennessee, Murrells Inlet, South Carolina, Maysville, Kentucky, West Monroe, Louisiana, Thomasville, Georgia, Batesville, Arkansas, and Starkville, Mississippi.
Okay.
Those were the 10 in the list of 10 best small towns in the South.
Right.
Yeah. So there we have it.
Yeah.
Well, happy Friday.
Yeah. Did you see the statistic the other week? Since it's so close to Brevard, I saw this blew my mind that the Blue Ridge Parkway had more visitors in 2023 than Yellowstone, Yosemite, the Grand Canyon combined.
Wow. Combined.
Combined. That was on a WLOS news story combined. That was incredibly, I'm thinking, how in the world? But the Parkway had 16 point something million visitors. Last year alone. And that was more than all those others I just mentioned combined. Yeah.
That's mind-boggling when you get down to it.
Yeah.
You know, our backyard.
It's right here.
Has more visitors.
Than Yosemite, Yellowstone, and the Grand Canyon
combined. Yeah. Well, I know that cycling, the cycling craze.
Right.
It's just that. It's exploded. The hiking, backpacking. You know, we've got the Appalachian Trail. We've got so many other trails. We've got forest land. We've got all the outdoor activities you can think of, fly fishing and then canoeing and
campgrounds are popping up everywhere. I mean, we've got campgrounds, you know, I know two within a mile of here that just come up just within the year, last year or two. And they're coming up, they're popping up everywhere. Because of the fact that it has become so popular that people come here and spend weeks and they love the outdoors. I love the outdoors. You know, I love to go travel and take my camper and go. That's my summer. I love doing that. And but then again, it's I don't know.
But, yeah, it, there's yeah so much that could be said. Yeah. But we'll, yeah.
You're right, Brother Mark.
Yeah.
The only reason, like you said, you grew up here.
Yeah.
And so did I. We grew up here and went to school here. We raised our families here. We've raised our children, you know, and our kids go to school here and all those other things, you know, that it's so important, I think, that we hold on to those bedrock fundamental values as long as we can.
And we're not against change and making things better, a better quality of life for people that live here.
Oh, no.
That's not at all. But when folks come in and want to take over and change the whole makeup of the foundation, the bedrock foundation things that make us who we are, that's where the problem comes for me.
Yeah. And I think we find in that very much, and I know we probably can belabor it all day, but the biggest problem I find is we're seeing that take over at the local government level. And that's sad because we're seeing those kind of ideas infiltrate, and I use that word to its emphasis, it infiltrates the local government to where policies, which are often made at the local county level, from folks that do not know how things are supposed to be here in the mountains, they're being made by folks who have no idea the impact. All they're seeing is dollar signs, and all they're seeing is profit margins and not really what's best for the people of North Carolina. So that's why I say, yeah, register to vote and get out there and do your job like we're supposed to.
And you can affect it. Holding office, running for office, get involved in local government.
Yeah.
You talked about buying a house, but I was looking recently at just the cost of renting.
Oh, it's incredible.
I was speechless. I had no idea.
Yeah.
You can't rent
a 3-bedroom trailer in a trailer park. A nice 3-bedroom trailer in a trailer park anywhere for less than $1,200 to $1,300. Most of the time it'll cost you around $1,500 to $1,800.
You're right.
And that's the truth.
Yep.
And I know it because I witness it all the time. I get folks that come to me asking the church for help. Because you got these single parents, you've got couples with one job, they've got little kids, and say, "Well, preacher, let them get the assistance. Let them call for assistance." Well, some people would like to try to live their life on their own. They'd like to try to work and live and raise their family, and have a sense of responsibility and not necessarily relying on the government. It's almost impossible.
They also said here in our area, I'll just kind of lump Western North Carolina and this region together, that they've seen a dramatic increase in, if I can term it, multi-generational homes.
Yeah, you said it right.
Where you've got grandparents, parents, and grandchildren that live within the same home.
Yep. Yep.
Because of what we just talked about.
Just can't afford it.
It just can't make ends meet.
No.
So they're doing what they have to do to put food on the table and keep the lights on.
They said to be able to buy, I mentioned a minute ago, the average home in North Carolina is $426,000.
Wow.
That's the average price of a home in North Carolina, $426,000. And I'm not pulling those figures out of a hat because I've seen them recently.
Yeah.
$426,000 for an average home in North Carolina. It would take most people most homes. I'm talking about a man and wife who maybe have one child.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the combined income of making over $100,000 a year, six-figure salary together, to be able to afford the average home in North Carolina. You have to be making close to six figures to be able to buy a home.
The average.
Now, I'm talking about the average.
Elaborate.
No. That's just an average price of a home. You got to be making six figures together. And that's troublesome.
Yeah.
You can't do that on $20 an hour. You can't do that on $25 an hour to be able to make a six-figure salary.
And things are a lot different across the state line to South Carolina.
Yeah.
I know folks that live in South Carolina and will commute up here to a job or vice versa. They live here and they go to the upstate and work some of the industrial manufacturing type jobs that's going to pay more, and they live here.
Yeah.
So
you can still buy land in South Carolina, depending on where now, obviously, depending on location.
Right.
You can still buy an acre of land down there between $10,000 and $15,000. Here it costs you
$40,000. Yeah.
And that's just the beginning prices on an acre.
Yeah,
and plus, you're right, the banks want 20% down. Now, think about that. You got a $400,000 house, and they want 20% down on a home. You think about that, 20% down.
Who's got that kind of money?
That's just crazy.
So we need to pray for young folks coming on that want to stay here. And people were talking about, all the young families are leaving. Well, we've run them out of town.
I wonder why.
We've starved them out. They can't get a job to make enough to live here.
Yeah, and what's happening is that a lot of these homes, the grandparents who they worked to pay for their home and they worked good jobs and they were able to pay for their home, they're having to pass that down to the next generation because the younger ones can't go out and buy another one. So they're having to, which is a good thing. I've seen that happen down through the years. They just pass the home place down to the next one and down to the next one and down to the next one. But eventually, you run out of homes to give away.
Yeah.
It's just going to be tough.
But anyway,
it's a Friday.
It is. And it's going to be a pretty weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll get out and enjoy it.
Yeah. And everybody needs to enjoy it. Yeah. Put all the cares of life behind and get out there and enjoy it.
And you know what? The Lord's not worried about one bit. Everything's
Absolutely
running right on schedule and his time clock.
Yeah.
And who knows? We may be getting out of here.
Well, I'll throw this in. Folks, let me just, since it is Friday and church is coming, you need to wake up. We all need to wake up and really pay attention to what's going on in Israel today. Okay? I know that normally we don't plug things, but if you have YouTube, you want to go and watch Brother Ralph Sexton's program tonight on 8 o'clock on YouTube regarding his in-depth coverage of what happened on October 7th of last year. It is on YouTube tonight, 8 o'clock. He just got back. They did a big, 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 big story. Going all the way back to 1951 when Ralph Sr. landed there with the first group of Jews in a boat. When they were coming in. And now they're going to start there, and all in recent coverage of what's happened. They even went as far as to say, if you've got children, you know, it's not for everybody. Okay. Because there are going to be some things that are going to be shown that you shouldn't expose younger kids to. Okay.
So 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock
tonight.
On YouTube. Yeah, just Ralph Sexton Ministries.
Okay.
And you can watch that tonight. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, Iran is saber rattling. Okay. Syria is saber rattling. We've got the Gaza Strip saber rattling. United States is pulling its support back from Israel. Let me just say, folks, when you see these, the Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, to lift up your head.
Yeah.
We are there. Yeah. You lift up your heads. We need to start lifting up your head and listening for a sound.
Yeah.
Because all the saber rattling is getting louder and louder and louder. So please, you know, again, it is what it's just the Bible.
Yeah.
It's the Bible. God's not worried.
No.
He's already laid the plan out. He's coming for his church, and he's going to take care of his children. So,
amen. Amen.
Just saying. You
amen.
Know, if you're worried about what's going on in the Middle East, you always look at the thermometer, and the thermometer of the world situation is Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's why he said to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and there won't be there. Won't be no peace there until the Prince comes. And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
So, again, keep your eye on Jerusalem and be listening to what's going on.
Yeah, tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you don't want to miss. If you want to, you can go to Ralph Sexton Ministries. You can look it up on Facebook. Brother Winston has a promo on it. You can go to him, just type it in on Facebook. Or you can go to YouTube and type it in and watch it. I believe you'll be informed from what I'm told.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to watch it. So,
all right. Yeah. And someone asked, will that be aired on YouTube at
8 o'clock tonight?
8 tonight.
On YouTube. That's when they're going to air it.
Right.
Okay. So that's when they're going to probably, it's a production that's put on by Ralph Sexton Ministries. You know, it's and they've done this. And they really, from what I, listening to his promo, Brother Winston's promo, is that, that they go all the way back and give the history of how Brother Ralph. And a lot of people may not know this, but the Israeli government and the Israeli folks there have really embraced Brother Ralph and the ministries down through the years, all the way from Ralph Sr., all the way down through the years. And they recognized his support of the Jewish people. And so it's a credible program. It's worth watching. It's worth paying attention to. And and you should be able to go back. You should be able to go back and watch it on YouTube at a later time.
Because
once it airs,
archives there.
Yeah.
So
you
I
should
would
be able
still
to go back.
Search it. So.
Yeah. And again, I don't know if Facebook will allow it because it does have some graphic. That's what they're saying in their disclaimer.
Okay.
Is that there are some graphic things which Facebook probably won't let them broadcast. So,
and if you'd like to find out more, I would just direct you to Brother Sexton's, Ralph Sexton Ministries, to his website, and I'm sure he's got details there.
Yeah. Just pay attention to what's going on in Israel.
Amen. Amen.
Promise it'll help you.
Well, we'll jump into Swap Shop here because we want to take a look at Carolina calendar as well for this Friday.
All righty. Here we go. We've got here's some tires for sale. Here's a set of 4 20-inch tires with 20-inch rims, a set. The Terra Grappler's G2 tires, they're the LT305-55R20. They are 10 plies, asking $800. 684-7037, 684-7037.
A Chanel Plum Love Seat and 2 chairs for $300, and a white Kenmore dishwasher for $300, or best offer. 877-3099, 877-3099.
A 19-foot car hauler. It's a trailer. Of course, it's 19-foot plus the tongue. It has the side rails and ramps. It's in good condition, asking $1,800. 577-0160. 577-0160.
And I did want to take a minute and say a happy birthday today to Brother Robert Jones.
Happy birthday, brother.
And then, hard to believe, Mr. Colin Lanning is 18 today.
How about that?
Goodness.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, gentlemen.
Happy birthday.
And then happy 56th wedding anniversary to James and Dolores Dodson.
Okay, yeah.
God bless you, folks.
God bless you, folks. Amen to that.
Let's see. Wheelchair ramp for sale. Is that where we are?
Mm-hmm.
It's two pieces, 17 feet long, and it's able to be adjusted as far as the height. They're asking $2,500 or best offer. Again, that's a wheelchair ramp at 577-6268, 577-6268.
The Cars Hill Baptist Church in Cedar Mountain is having their indoor yard sale today till 4 o'clock. And again, since it's inside, you don't have to worry about it today, but it is going on today till 4 o'clock. They are located at 2719 Greenville Highway in Brevard, North Carolina. That's U.S. 276 South, going towards Cedar Mountain.
And another yard sale today going on at 378 Main Street in Rosman. They've got a bunch of stuff. 556-0015 if you need more information. Again, 378 Main Street in Rosman. 556-0015.
Here's a Works electric pole saw, only used a couple of times. It's brand new, asking $60 or best offer. And here's a couple of pair of women's inline skates. One pair is a size 7, only used a couple of times for $15. The other is a size 9, used once for $15. 275-3839, 275-3839.
Looking for a set of worn locking hubs for an older Jeep, 506-5809, 506-5809.
A 1996 Skyliner 26-foot bunkhouse camper, always stored under roof. Everything works, has 4 light new tires, but the battery will need to be replaced. Asking $5,000, 553-0743, 553-0743.
Looking for a pallet jack or a flatbed cart on casters, needing something 36 by 24 inches, 564-3134, 564-3134.
Here are some Australian Shepherd puppies for sale. They are CKC registered, Blue Merles and Black Bi and Tri puppies, up to date on their shots and dewormed. The tails have been docked and dew claws removed. Puppies will have a vet check before they leave. They have 3 females and 3 males, and they are available for their forever home after May the 10th. 706-885-2313, 706-885-2313.
Some job openings, 2 full-time positions at James and James Environmental. The first is a water and or wastewater operator position with a minimum of a grade 1 wastewater or a C-well license, and also a clean driving record is a must. The other is a trainable position, but experience is helpful. And again, a clean driving record is a must. 674-8171, 674-8171.
All right, very good.
I got this slowdown over on 40, Vines Creek, Iron Duff, where they're working on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so one lane east and westbound. And then we've got, this is set, the slowdown on my map looks like it's, well, it's eastbound. I-40 eastbound, just past the 74 split. It's construction related.
Yeah.
So you've got another little slowdown there. But otherwise, on 40, that everything else looks pretty good.
Okay.
26, you're slow westbound in and around the Long Shoals area.
Okay, very good.
Everything else all right.
All right. All right. Well, we've got some Carolina calendar items. We'll run through these real quick, starting with the Little Ivy Baptist Church in Mars Hill. They invite you to join them for Spring Jubilee coming up May the 5th through the 8th with Sunday services at 10, 11, and 6 p.m., then Monday services at 3 and 7 p.m., and then for Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Wednesday morning at 10. Preachers include Pastor Tommy Morrow, Evangelist Stacy Piercy, Pastor Doug Raines, Evangelist Joe Bryant, Pastor Andy Wells, and Evangelist Larry Wells. Preachers will be called from the floor during the morning services with meals provided in the fellowship hall. Pastor Scott Dodson Jr. and the church family welcome everyone, and they are located at 1053 Crossroads Parkway in Mars Hill. Call for more information at 779-1991.
You're invited to join in the fun on Saturday, May 4th from 11 to 5 at Mills River Day, North River Farms at 3333 North Mills River Road. They'll have live music, vendors, food trucks, farm tours, bounce house, tractor show, horse show, and much more. The free event will be held rain or shine and is sponsored by North River Farms, the Town of Mills River, the Mills River Partnership, and the North Carolina State Cooperative Extension Office. For more information, call 890-2901.
You're invited to revival services at Fairhaven Baptist Church in Hendersonville starting Sunday, April 14th through Friday, April the 19th. Sunday services are at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and weeknight services are at 7. Evangelist Robert Jones will be preaching Sunday through Wednesday, and Pastor Chad Watson will be preaching Thursday and Friday. Special music by the Edwards family on Monday night and Middle Cross on Friday night. Pastor Chris Norris and the congregation welcome everyone, and they are located at 27 Eisenhower Drive in Hendersonville.
Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Brevard invites you to join them for revival April 14th through the 16th with preaching by Brother Larry Raines and Pastor Doug Raines, father and son. Sunday service time 6 p.m., Monday and Tuesday nights at 7. Amazing Grace Baptist Church is located at 132 Otto Alexander Road in Brevard. Pastor Breck Landreth and the Amazing Grace Baptist Church invite you to join them.
Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville invite you to join them for their next Marriage Matters service coming up Monday, April the 22nd at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Pastor Tony Jones. He'll be preaching to the adults, and Brother David Shoemaker will be preaching and speaking to the teenagers and young adults. There will also be classes for children and infant and toddler care provided. The evening will conclude with a wonderful time of food and fellowship. Pastor Doug Raines and the Progress Baptist Church welcome you to join them, and the church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville.
The East Etowah Community Center has a lot of things going on in the month of April, and they invite you to join them. Friday night, April 19th, is their monthly jam session. Food sales begin at 6 and music at 7. And then on April 25th, it's the Over 55 group that will meet at 10 a.m. And Ronnie Chapman will be giving a program on the Appalachian language. And then on April 27th, they will be doing the dedication of the new East Etowah Community Center playground to the memory of Carolyn Galloway.
The Pleasant View Baptist Church in Kentucky invite you to join them for their Jubilee Camp Meeting May the 2nd and 3rd with services at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Thursday, at 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Friday. Meals will be served after each service. The Pleasant View Baptist Church is located at 6700 Kentucky 261 in Hardinsburg, Kentucky. For more information, call 270-756-0061.
The Transylvania County Board of Education will hold a regular business meeting on Monday, April 15th at 6 p.m. That meeting will be at the Morris Education Center, Rosenwald Lane in Brevard. It's open to the public. The doors will open at 5:30.
And the New Hope Baptist Church off Rosman Highway will be hosting a church yard sale. That's coming up tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th from 9 to 2 p.m.
You're invited to Community Baptist Church off of Buena Vista Drive in Brevard this coming Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Special time of worship through song with the group Edify. Pastor Paul Raines and the Community Baptist Church family invite you to join them.
And you're invited to the Western North Carolina Baptist Youth Meeting May the 24th and 25th, hosted by the Hempfel Baptist Church and Pastor Zach Plemons. Friday night service begins at 6:30, Saturday service at 10 a.m. with youth choir practice 30 minutes prior to each service. The meeting will be held at the Smoky Mountain Event Center in Waynesville and features preaching by Pastors Tim Gammons, Kellen Griffin, and Ricky Gravely, and Evangelist Jeremiah Simpson. Evangelist David Williams is the moderator, and everyone is welcome. You can contact Pastor Zach Plemons at 206 32 1-800-327.
Cedar Mountain Baptist Church is having their second annual Wild Game Dinner on Saturday the 27th. It'll be at 3 p.m. They've got a bunch of things going on. They'd love for you to come and be with them. To find out more and to make your reservation, give them a call at 966-4812.
Bowling Springs Baptist Church will be having their Spring Craft Fair Saturday, April 20th from 9 to 3. The fair features talented local artists and crafters, lots of items that you can pick up. Bowling Springs Baptist Church, located at 1291 Fanning Bridge Road in Fletcher.
Revival services continuing tonight at Brush Creek Chapel Baptist Church, 7 o'clock, with Pastor Rick Lee of the Midway Bible Baptist Church preaching. Pastor Tommy Hart and the good folks there invite you to come and be with them.
All right. And one more revival, Riverside Baptist Church in Asheville invites you to their Spring Tent Revival next week, 15th through the 19th at 7 o'clock with Pastor Kellen Griffin and Pastor Jason Owens preaching. It's located next to the church at 871 Riverside Drive in Asheville.
And that's everything immediately going on. And we'll hit the few remaining things that are coming up in the latter part of April and in May, coming up here a little bit later this afternoon.
All right.
God bless you folks.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Be in church Sunday at your time and in your place.
Amen.
All right. Have a great weekend.